Welcome back to another episode of Debate the Music. This episode
11.
11. Oh man, we getting up there. We gonna get there, man. We gonna get there. We got a Facebook group now, Debate the Music, going there. We have it free right now. Why it's not too many members, not popping like that yet. So we gonna let people post what they want to and have a little music debates, you know. So I was searching, I couldn't find a platform where you can like debate music, you know what I'm saying? I really couldn't find one, so I had to just make one myself. So search on Facebook, Debate the Music. We have a group, you know what I'm saying? You can go up there and say what you got to say. You can debate whatever you want to, post questions, polls, all that, man. It's open.
That's right, man. Y'all hit it up, show us some love. Also, keep hitting up the Instagram at Debate the Music. We appreciate those likes, follows, and couple of the artists have reached out to me, like three, and let me know that the exposure from our post has helped them. So that makes me feel good that we're able to help other people. So just continue to support us, and we support each other, and we all just get out there and network.
Yeah, man. So this episode, we got another little debate for y'all. So what we're gonna do right now, we want to debate the record labels. So I was just trying to think of what labels have been the hottest, like, over time. And I feel like every label has its run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like, Young Money had a run. Like, remember when they dropped Bedrock?
Mm-hmm.
Dog, they hit hard, man. They hit hard with Bedrock. You know what I'm saying? So, I think Young Money was at least a top 10 label ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could definitely put them in that category because look at the artists that they went on to produce, other than Lil Wayne himself, Drake, who, by the way, just passed Lil Wayne for most top 100 billboards. So I got to applaud Drake for that. Nicki Minaj, Tyga, to name a few. The rest of them cats fell off. They just wasn't probably good to begin with. But Young Money, definitely, you can throw them in the top 10 label category.
Right, I'm looking at their list right now, and yeah, man, if you think about it, only a few of their artists actually got some type of buzz, you know what I'm saying? You already named Drake, Nicki, Lil Wayne. Those are like top three. Other than that, they have Corey Guns, who has probably 300 songs we ain't never heard. Christina Milian, who's more of an actress now.
Right.
Euro, I've never heard of. Jay Mills, who just it's a background music video type digger. Gutta Gutta is honestly trash. Lil Twist is trash. Mac Main is trash. And Chanel is just
weird.
A weirdo, want to look good type. And Tyga is now officially corny. He's a cornball. So the Young Money roster started out thick. Like when they dropped Bedrock, that was when they. And remember the Every Girl in the World too. That was a dope record.
Oh yeah, man, those was hits, bro, for sure. That We Are Young Money album was pretty dope.
Right.
It kind of gave everybody a chance to listen to the other artists. You know, the ones I feel bad for is Lil Twist and what's the other cat? No, Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky.
I just feel like they were hype man to begin with. Like, hey, you couldn't take them serious.
Right, but I feel like after that, We Are Young Money album, that was like their chance to
go out and
get some kind of buzz, you know what I'm saying?
And the only person that did it was Tyga, Drake, and Nicki Minaj. That was it.
Right? It's crazy because I feel like a lot of artists have that issue where they don't take advantage of their opportunity. Where it's like, you get that little bit of exposure, and as soon as you get it, you have to. It's imperative to you. It's important for your career that you go out there and put in the work, the footwork. You gotta be in the studio recording. Right. Promoting all that, man, you gotta put in work. And I feel like if you're connected to Young Money, you're not out there, you're not promoting.
Man, you gotta make a name for yourself, period. At whatever you do, you can't sit around and wait for somebody to hand it to you. Because if you sit back, like you said, you'll miss your opportunity. He's not ready, so we're gonna go ahead and push X, Y, and Z. Oh, he hasn't showed that he's progressed in practice, so we're gonna play this guy because he's earned it. So it's all about what you do, man. You put in the work and the effort, you get it. You can't, the most important part, not just with music, sports, and life, you cannot give up. If you're going to try something, you're going to bump your head, but you got to keep going. You know, write down what's not working and fix it. But just don't be so quick to give up on something, because you'll regret it, you know.
Right? I just feel like artists got to take more advantage of the opportunity, man. But then I think another thing is, I don't think a lot of these artists have hunger, you know, because when it's given to you too easily, you ain't got to work for it.
Exactly.
Then you don't really know what you really have. But the artist that's out here, like, really, really grinding for it, that's hustling and working at McDonald's and using their last bit of money for their studio time. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I'll tell all the time, you gotta appreciate your struggle. If you can't talk about where you come from, then, you know, nobody wants a silver spoon rapper. And let's be honest, it's a lot of them in the game right now. It's a lot of them in the game that just rap and don't care about nothing other than money. And if your career is influenced by money, you'll have all the money in the world, but you will be miserable. Nobody will feel your stuff. So when it's passion involved, like Drake's passionate. And the only reason why I say Drake is passionate is because despite me and you not liking the Jamaican vibe and all that, he makes music for the people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's able to reach out to everybody. White people, black people, Hispanics, foreigners. And he brings them all together. So I respect what he does, but I can't get with that. So if there's hunger involved, yeah, man, you're destined for greatness.
Right. And speaking of Drake, I had to make a little list of his top five rap songs. Because I keep seeing stuff about people talk about he can't rap and just a lot of criticism. And right. I feel like when it comes to artists like Drake, he does rap, but he don't always feel like rapping. Like as stupid as that sounds, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Because he has times where he wants to give you just bars and he does that. So I made a list of top five songs that he just rapped on. Like not features, not when he had a bunch of other people on the record. Where it was either a mixtape, a single, or it was on his album, where it was a song he just got off, just straight bars. You know what I'm saying? So, on the list, I had 30 for 30 Freestyle. That's fifth.
What a Time to Be Alive.
Yep. The Ride from Take Care. That's four. The Calm. That's an old one. That's from So Far Gone.
That was So Far Gone, right?
Yeah, man. Exactly. That's classic. And The Resistance.
That was Take Care. No, that wasn't Take Care. That was his first album.
Yeah, that was Thank Me Later.
Thank you later, there you go.
And the first one was 4 p.m. in Calabasas. He killed that.
Oh, yeah. When he dropped that, man, the internet went crazy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that I respect Drake and what he's doing as far as artistry goes, because, like you said, man, he going to do what he want to do, but he going to keep going and putting in work for it, man. I respect that. But as far as a label, Young Money, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. It's like, they started off so strong, like, and yep. Now they got they signed Chanel West Coast.
That's all that. That's I don't know, man. I think maybe she's just for, I guess, sex appeal. She's not an ugly white girl. I'm gonna be honest, but I mean, I've never heard her music.
I heard her music, bro.
I'd rather listen to Iggy Azalea than Chanel West Coast. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
She's bad, man. It's crazy, man. Like, yeah. it's crazy. Like, they signed Chanel, and they got some other dude, Flo.
Yeah.
And then they got some other dude, PJ Morton. Like, a lot of people we haven't heard of. So,
and then they got maybe that is the guy. It was a singer, but that might be him.
Yeah, PJ Morton, he looked like a singer. He looked like it.
Okay.
So, if we put up that Young Money roster against, let's just put him up against Murder, Inc. So, well, Murder, Inc., the top three they had was easily Ja Rule, Ashanti, Irv Gotti producer. I mean, the Young Money or Murder, Inc., which roster are you taking?
Well, back in the day, Ja Rule and Ashanti can hold their own. Who didn't want to get on a song with Ja Rule? Mm-hmm. Who didn't want Ashanti on their song? Ashanti had all the women singing Only You, Rock With Me. She, you know, she had hits, bro. I feel like Ashanti, a lot of people sleep on Ashanti because she had hits. And it's kind of the same thing with Young Money. They kind of just like fell off. It's like once Ja Rule got locked up, everybody just separated. And it was just like, damn. And it makes me, you know, wonder like what could have been had they stayed together.
Right.
But I gotta take Young Money.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like just with Drake with Drake alone, you know, and I think even with Lil Wayne, I feel like if Wayne can get out of his nasty situation with Birdman, we can get back to the great music he had. Because people keep forgetting. You know what? I'm doing a thread tomorrow. I'm going to do a little throwback Thursday thread for Lil Wayne because people keep disrespecting him. Like some idiot was talking about Drake been putting out dope albums and we can't get one good Wayne verse, forgetting that Wayne is the one that got us fucking Drake. Like, shut up, you dumbass. Like, you young niggas don't even know what you're talking about, dog. If it wasn't for Wayne, we wouldn't have Drake.
People all the time, you can't debate with, no disrespect to no one's age, but you can't debate with anybody who's under 21. Matter of fact, who's not 24. Because they wouldn't know about anything other than what's going on right now. If you ask somebody who's 20 right now, who's their favorite rapper? Oh, Lil Uzi Vert. What? So have you not heard? Oh, he's all like this. Like, I'm about to work with this dude, bro. And he was 20. And he used to disrespect Jay-Z so much. And I just used to be like, bro, like, do you not know who Jay-Z is? Yeah, but that nigga's trash. So who you like? Oh, I like 21 Savage. And I'm just like, okay, I see why. But yeah, man, you got to get that thread out. I mean, Wayne gets a lot of credit. And I understand, I mean, he gets a lot of criticism, excuse me. And I understand why he gets that criticism. But you got to go into the archives and pull all this older stuff.
Man, I just want to do one on the top 10 Wayne features. Like, because I know you remember when he was on songs with Khaled, Akon. Yeah. That Hustle Hard remix was crazy. He was on a bunch of songs with Ross. He was on Drake joints. Like, Lil Wayne was everywhere once upon a time doing what Drake is doing now. He had that same 3-4 even maybe even 5-year run where he was just killing features. He'll drop a mixtape. It was around the time No Ceilings came out, the first one. He was just killing. He was killing everybody's song. People forget about that, though, man. Y'all can't forget about that, man. That's when Wayne was... That was prime Lil Wayne. Like, prime. The stuff you're hearing now is not good. I think he really trying to get out of that situation with Bird, man. It would make sense.
It's one of those where you just put up shit just to, you know, get out of it. And, yeah, it definitely does. And we said this on the first episode. Ooh, man. That's crazy how we can go back to the first episode. With Future and Rocco, how Future put out just crap to get out of that situation with Rocco. So
and I'm pretty sure it's funny because people low key like them albums. Like, like I still low key bang them albums though. Like he put it out really quickly just to get out of that situation. But like, I like the music though. Like it was crap, but I liked it. I think Wayne he's been trying to do it the other way as far as going to court. And Future took it the other way and just said, I'm going to just put out the music, whatever. I'm going to abide by the rules of the contract, the law of it, whatever. Put it out, do the tours, whatever. Get your bread so I can get on. And Wayne is in a situation where he's trying to go to court and take care of it the other way. You know, I mean, I understand both sides of it. But me personally, I would just throw my music out there just so I can get out of his way and then start doing my own thing. You know? Absolutely.
That's the way to go about it, man. Like, get them out your pocket, cause we're suffering. We need some quality Lil Wayne.
Right, we need to get back to prime Lil Wayne. So, I mean, as far as rap labels go, who else would you say is at the top? I think you definitely have to say Shady Records is at the top too, man.
Oh, man, I mean, you do definitely you do. I mean, back in the day, like I say. People, when I say this, they're going to be like, who the hell is that? They had D12.
Oh.
Obi Trice.
Yeah, man.
And then they had Eminem.
They got Slaughterhouse right now still.
Exactly.
People don't pay attention to Slaughterhouse because they aren't the typical we going to make a bunch of club songs type of group. But they are a group that can spit. They're a group of artists that get in the booth and give you lyrics, like actual bars. Joel Ortiz, Joe Budden. Come on, man. Royce the Five, they going to give you bars, man. They don't come out here to, they don't go make club music for you. They not doing that. They go in the booth to make songs that are like for people that love lyrics. You know
I tell everybody all the time, although the song was great, Joe Budden's worst song was Pump It Up.
Right.
But other than that, you can't really say it sucks because it don't suck. It's just when Joe Budden first came out, okay, he did that. But like now, as you look at his career, look back on it, you're like, damn, Joe Budden came from Pump It Up? Like, what? Like, this came from this guy? But yeah, man. As far as labels, you gotta throw G-Unit up in there as well.
I mean, before we even get to G-Unit, I think that we gotta put Aftermath up there. Like,
yeah, cause you're right, cause if it wasn't for Aftermath, there would be no G-Unit. So
right. Aftermath with Dre, the Eminem, then they got 50 and Kendrick. Come on, man. That's insane. Kendrick and 50
Anderson
alone.
Back right now.
Come on, man. Kendrick and 50 alone. Like, just them alone. And then remember they had Game too. Like,
yeah, they did.
Come on, man. That's insane. Because people forget about G-Unit. Like, when 50 dropped Get Rich or Die Trying, like, 50 had a run. Like, it was just a wave. You had to either get with it or get out the way. Because he was killing with 21 Questions, Wanksta, shit, the movie was crazy. Like, You had to just get out the way of that, man. That was insane. That was a nice run, man.
Then after that, he had Lloyd Banks go. He had Young Buck go. Game got his off. Tony Yayo had it. So everybody was able to get an album out of that.
I was never a fan of Tony Yayo.
Nobody was. I'm not even a fan of Tony Yayo. I mean, but I listened to the album because it was off G-Unit, and he had a couple. That So Seductive was hot. I can't front. It was hot, but. Yeah, other than that, man, yeah, and they're still trying to produce music. I mean, it'll never be the same.
Okay, so let me ask you this. With that roster, I'm sure you're gonna take a Aftermath, but I think Maybach Music Group got to be up there too with Ross, Wale, Meek Mill. Yeah. That's a great lineup, man.
It is. You can't help. Like I said, man, you can't help but respect Rick Ross. Even though Wale had his own buzz, for him to join MMG, even though he doesn't fit the criteria of it, for him to join it, and then you go get a young gun like Meek, like, yo. It's like Ross is the muscle. Wale's the conscious one. And Meek is the young, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's a good roster. I know you remember when Ross was trying to get Nipsey too.
He was trying, but Nipsey wasn't budging. And to this day, Nipsey still won't budge, and he need to do something because he keep holding back music too. I don't know what he's afraid of, or what he's waiting on. But
I think Nipsey is trying to stay on the independent route. You know?
I don't know, man. He might be trying to, but. I didn't feel Mailbox Money. I didn't feel that. Crenshaw was dope. The Marathon was dope. We need something. But he was trying to get him, and he said no. Also, they got Omarion. So, you know, it kind of worked out for them a little bit. Omarion was able to put an album out. They got Stally. He's cool. Rocky Fresh is cool. But, I mean, yeah, you got to throw MMG in there, bro. You have to.
Damn, we gotta put these in some type of order.
definitely.
I saw some people was tweeting me about OVO, but I mean, other than Drake, who's on OVO? Party Next Door, but I mean,
I don't like him. I just don't.
Like,
but
he's decent, but it's not consistent enough. And then other than them two, how is that a big label? It's only Drake and PNB. That's it. Like, you don't have anybody else. You can't even put them up there. Stop it.
Good music.
Good music, yeah, but again, what about consistency?
Exactly. Like, that's what hurts them.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me when it comes to music. That's why I'm not a fan of guys like I'm not a big fan of Frank Ocean, because you can't drop one average album.
You could have threw iFuture up there, but all that record. What was the record label? Wolfgang or what? Yeah, Wolfgang. You could have threw them up there, but like you said, they're not consistent.
Yeah, man, being consistent is a really important one. Okay, outside of the top five, I definitely got to have Dreamville. You got J. Cole, Boss, Omen, Kaz,
J.I.D.
Like, yeah, man, they got some dope lyrics.
TDE.
Right, TDE, yep, they up there too with Dreamville. I think I would put them in like the third tier right now.
If they can keep
their level of consistency, they can move up to tier two. But right now, we'll say TDE, Dreamville are definitely like tier three.
Mm-hmm.
Tier two, I would say, is like Good Music, Maybach Music Group, you know, like areas like that. I would say tier one is. Let's only put three in tier one.
That's all you can put is three.
Okay, so first, I definitely think we got to say Bad Boy.
Oh, well,
I mean, can we put Bad Boy? Was there enough quality in Bad Boy?
In the 90s.
Did they have a long enough run to you? I don't know.
After Biggie died, it was like, no.
So what? I think they what tier two?
Yeah.
Okay, tier two. Does Cash Money?
It would be disrespectful to put them in tier three.
No, we can't put them. I say tier two. Yeah. Okay.
You say Cash Money. Cash Money can go in tier one.
Yeah, Drake and Wayne and Nicki. Yeah.
You had Juvie. You had the Hot Boys. So you can put Cash Money. You can put Cash Money. Yeah.
Yeah. Cash Money.
Young Money.
Yeah. Cash Money number one.
Rich Gang. I don't know what the fuck that still stands for.
Yeah. I'm still confused by that. Yeah, so we'll go with Cash Money is definitely number one.
Okay.
I put Aftermath in tier one as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Death Row.
Ooh, yeah.
Death Row. Well, do we go with Death Row or Def Jam?
Def Jam.
Def Jam. They had LL, Jay-Z, Ja Rule, DMX, Nas, Beastie Boys, Public Enemy.
They had everybody.
You got it. Okay, so we got Def Jam, Cash Money, and Aftermath.
Yep.
Tier one. Death Row, Bad Boy, and Maybach Music.
As well as Good Music.
Tier two. Good Music, TDE, and Dreamville, tier three.
The only reason why Good Music is tier three, because of the consistency. But yes, I agree. Is there any record labels that we're missing?
Somebody gonna tweet me something talking shit. I know we're gonna miss somebody.
Bro, consistency is key in life. It's not just in music, it's in life. Like, that. If you're not consistent, if you're not trying, you're not living. Like, I'm sorry, that's just how it goes. So, maybe this year, Kanye and Good Music would show us. But I mean, and I love Kanye. Kanye's my favorite rapper, but the group as a whole, I need to see more before.
Right.
So, I mean, are we missing any record labels? Let me see.
I think that's good. I think that's good. I think if it was anybody else, they'll pop up. I don't really want to do singers and all that. I just want to do rap, so.
Oh, well, yeah.
We got to stick to that. I think singing is too much to put in there, too, man. We got to stick
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
All right, man. So if we missed anything, y'all got to let us know. Hit us up, man.
Let us know what y'all think about the tiers as well. You know, if y'all feel like we was wrong, let us know how and what would you have done different.
All right, man. You got your sleeper pick?
Actually, I do. I was just tweeting you about an hour ago, telling you I couldn't find it. I had a rough day, but I finally got it. I heard this song on MTV Jams a couple nights ago. I've been heard it. And it's called 200 a Week. And it's by this artist. I'm Jay Hall. And I just like the song. The song, the visual was dope. And it just, the lyrics stood out to me. Because it's like, wow, like, this man comes from nothing. Like, if you literally watch his video, bro, he shot it, like, he recorded it just like off some cheap ass camcorder, and it just like it made MTV. It was dope. So that would be my sleeper pick for the day.
Okay, let's hear it.
Rasta Monster. Hit BBC up every week. I was having 10 athletes.
first. Trying to be as fresh as I could be. And I was still making 200 a week. My video was 8 G's. We had to sell our Mac PCs. My video on MTV. And I was still making 200 a week. We tried so hard. Trying to get the people to believe. My brothers, they was looking up to me. And I was still making 200 a week. No Metro card. I hope somebody swipes for me. My girl didn't leave. And I was only making 200 a week. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I like that. I like that. What did you say his name was again?
I'm Jay Hall.
I'm Jay Hall. Okay, okay.
The song is on iTunes, Apple Music, excuse me, Spotify, SoundCloud. So check it out, y'all.
Man, I heard this one joint. This kid followed me out of nowhere. And see, artist, that's why you got to follow up. Because this dude just followed me and I see his pinned tweet. And I listened to the song and it got a real 90s type of beat to it. And his flow was like old school. Like, he sounded, I don't want to say he sounded like Nas, but he had that type of cadence to his flow. And I'm just bobbing my head the whole time, like, damn, this is some fire, you feel me? So, I got to give a big shout out to, how you say his name? Mango Harmon. This song is called 3:30 AM. Oh, and I got to check that out, man. I'm telling you, it was fire, man. Let me go ahead and play some of this. All
right.
Old school, take new school, oh yeah. Old school, take new school, oh yeah.
Yo. Spend a lot of my spare time just brainstorming and wondering how I can take over the world, but nobody wanna pay for the fee of the attention. I low key missed attention and skipping, cutting classes, smoking, man, it's still fuck school. Life goes on. The same time I first rhyme, I'd have put my team on. We ahead of our time, just so they know we not from round here. We crash landing from cannons, rolling up plants from different planets. I'm a motherfucking animal, I know you can't stand it. Grab a seat of planet, plug in me extra before I linked up with the squad. They blessed us, we next up, hopefully man, they check us, but don't kill us, we'll vex us and only cause a problem. Call my man's Jay Rose to come and solve it. Spit an acid in your ear to dissolve him. I'm stone cold, I'm Austin, honey dip straight from Boston, sparked the rupture, started coughing. Yo, it's late as fuck, mom do calling, asking where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at, I'm bent like an acrobat. Tell the Brody rock, man, pass the Mac, hands on the keys.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. This dude got some serious talent, man.
That beat was sick, bro.
And it's crazy because it sounds like he did it on not really a great mic, but exactly. It still came out good. So, yeah, man. Y'all, thank y'all for listening. Definitely go to our website. Check us out, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. We got a bunch of articles up there. We got all our polls and all the debates. You know what I'm saying? You can go in there and vote for stuff you want to. Definitely, like I said, go to our Facebook group, Debate the Music. Check us out, man.
I'm your host, Pierre. Hit me on Twitter, KingTail21. Also, continue to show the Instagram some love, at Debate the Music. Look out as we post the sleeper picks. We're going to start posting the articles that we do throughout the day, so you guys can check them out as well for the people who don't use Twitter. So we haven't forgot about you guys as well. Also, artists, continue to send us music. Friday, sure, we're going to have a guest host. So anyone that's listening and that's interested in coming on, drop me a message on Twitter, or you can hit me on Instagram at the Debate the Music page. Let me know if you want to come on and we'll set it up.
All right, man. Yeah, y'all definitely check out our website again, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Subscribe on iTunes, 5-star rating review, please. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all.